We're here. We're immediate. Music we made cues. It. We're live on the internet.
Music cues, people. We need music cues.
I need to make this better. There's a way to do this better, and I just haven't figured it out yet. I'm not centered, am I? I am. Okay. My face isn't centered. I don't know.
Duh! Where'd the cat paw come from? Could the cat paw back the fuck up?
Oh, hello, everybody in chat. It's a day.
No, it can't? Okay, cool.
Hello, Asa and Melanie, Tammy, Raspberry, Genevieve, and Tracy.
So excuse me while I hang my mouse off the end of my computer so my cat doesn't lay on it and accidentally disconnect me from the call.
That is a danger.
If you wander over this way, I'm just going to pick you up and put you down on the ground. Do you know what's better for cats? Stop. You know what's better for cats? It's better for cats to go sleep behind the computer monitor where cats belong.
Yeah. How's that?
No, don't watch. Don't watch the human hand. Follow human hand instructions. Go that way.
Jude screeches in with a cloud of dust.
Oh, just made it.
Hi. Good evening.
That was a very dramatic entrance. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I was having such a productive day today. Like, I got up and I went for a walk and I did all my chores and I did some laundry. And I even had time still to do the drills and, like, exercises that I was given for my private dance lesson on Monday.
Good.
And then I was like, holy crap, I need to have a shower. And now we're live. Hi.
I'm having a stare down with a cat.
And I just lost track of time.
I went for a walk this morning. We're mid-cycle, so it's important to exercise, stretch, use the muscles, otherwise the pain just gets worse. I showered, but that was at 9 this morning. I just have 50 feet of hair. What else have I done today? Thought about doing a social media post. Started the dishwasher. Don't load the dishwasher. Start the dishwasher. And I'm contemplating chocolate chip cookies.
I am now also contemplating chocolate chip cookies.
I have learned post-surgery, this last 7+ years, that I have to be kind to my body on my period cycles because it will not tolerate harsh abuse. There is no go days until I am done. There is putter days. I can have a farmer sick day. That's about max I can do. However, we're on the tail end, so that's good. So the narcoleptic tendencies are over, and now we'll have insomnia for a couple of days. That'll be great. Whee! No energy. I will just be conscious. So good for book reading, chocolate chip cookie eating, and maybe some knitting. Because you can like do that sort of non-thinking crafting when you're at that stage. Because you know you're not going to sleep. You could lie down, but you're still going to be awake. You might as well sit up in bed amongst your comfy pillows. If you're like me and you have 50 billion pillows on your bed, which is how a bed should be done.
No.
With your cat snoring beside you. So many pillows on my bed.
No.
The pillows I have are flat. I need to replace them with not flat pillows.
I have one reasonably flat pillow and it's perfect.
No, I can't. I hate flat pillows. I need to figure out how to replace my pillows this year. I should talk to one of my ex-boyfriends who has for years had a buckwheat pillow.
Oh, yes, and I would be very curious to try a buckwheat pillow.
I used to steal it from him all the time. Like, and so, like, his wife stole it from him all the time, too, when they were dating, till he bought, like, he made her own. So she would leave his alone. It's a very good pillow. They don't get flat, because obviously you replace the buckwheat holes on the inside after you've crushed enough of them, right? What I loved, why I kept stealing it, is because I never got that hot, sweaty back of the neck thing. Didn't matter what length of hair I had, because you had proper airflow underneath. So I had better breathing. I don't want heat. I don't want heat. I'm so badly.
What's it like? I describe heat.
Just you feel like you're a cell phone that's on, doing something hardcore in the middle of a sunny day. Just feel warm all the time. So I like the support that it gave my neck, and I liked the cooling it did for me, but I gotta ask him, because I know he gets his from a specific place, but he would know all the details. And since I'm helping him learn how to knit so he can knit a scarf for his wife for her birthday, I feel like I sort of, I mean, I could just ask anyway. We're just good friends. It's not a problem. So I should do that. I probably won't. I should do that. Like, I should commit, right? Like, I've made my own bedspreads now. I should just commit and get the fancy pillows I want. Get the buckwheat pillows and then save up and get the all-natural wool pillows for the top layer pillow.
I want wool pillows, and Mr. Diana does not want wool pillows because that farm near me sells wool pillows. He won't have
the wool. It won't be on his face. There's like layers of fabric between him and the wool.
I might get a wool pillow anyway.
Don't just get one for yourself. Just get one for yourself. And when he asks, go, well, you didn't want one, so I just bought one for me. Like, oh, it just makes so much sense to me.
Okay, it also says being warm is like you feel like you fell asleep in a bucket of warm water.
It's like being in a bath all the time. It's just warm.
Yeah, that sounds which great. I mean, you're actually warm.
Sounds great if you're a cold person. If you're a warm person, you're like, oh god. It comes with bonuses, it comes with downsides. Like anything else. Like, you're constantly looking for layers. I can't always eat because sometimes I'm too hot and I'm nauseous because I'm too warm. We all know I love food. It's a problem.
He's talking about berries. Asa's got donuts with raspberries. Melanie's contemplating maple leaf cookies. Nobody's talking about berries. I want berries. Guys, I don't have any berries.
Is the berries... Did you not just go buy groceries the other day? What were you doing?
Waiting until the farmer's market tomorrow to buy local produce.
Go get berries then. It's berry season.
Yeah, so I'm going to the farmer's market tomorrow and buying all of the berries.
No farmer's market for me this month because I usually go to the downtown farmer's market, which is happening right now.
Oops.
That's okay. Next month I can go back to going to the downtown farmer's market. It's totally fine. Which is good because harvest season will start soon. There's a couple of ladies who farm, and I love buying the produce because they do a lot of heirloom tomatoes. They do the colored carrots. Like they do a lot more traditional foods. So they don't even try for foods you would commercially find. Like, they're not looking for the perfect cabbages, so they look for different traditional plant breeds, essentially. So you can always get the fun stuff, the exciting vegetables.
I don't know why you'd grow boring vegetables.
They grow cabbage, they grow potatoes, they grow peas, they grow the standards, but they also grow the fun stuff.
Eventually, like, when I theoretically have my own house with a vegetable garden, I'm only going to grow fun-colored things, because what is the point otherwise?
Well, if I hadn't overindulged in patty pan squash last summer, probably would be buying the patty pan squash, because it's a summer squash, so it's like a zucchini, only it's yellow, and it looks like, remember that octopus I crocheted you? Like that little baby octopus? They look like that. You just clean them, slice them, eat them, roast them. Oh, they're such a good summer squash. But like they do the old man spaghetti squash, which is a traditional squash out here. So good. Oh, good. I love heritage and herbs.
Dude was learning about medieval veg equivalents for growing.
Yeah.
This other week. Fascinating. Biannuals and pest resistant.
Yeah.
It's a biannual.
Yeah.
Every other year or every 2 years?
What is she doing? I think biannual means every other year. I can't see her, but I can hear her, so I don't know what's going on back there. Oh, the tail's on this end. Maybe we're like partially in the window? Maybe.
Ooh, Romanesco cauliflower? It's apparently very pretty and yummy.
I want to get away from the super commercial vegetables. I want to start trying more local traditional veg. For fun. Like, it took me a while to get my brain wrapped around the idea of turnips. Because you're like a kid, ew, vegetables, right? Yeah. Now, I freaking love turnips. I love making things with turnips. I love cooking with cabbage in all sorts of formats. I made a cabbage pancake.
I've only tried mashed turnips, and that's not for me.
No, I don't ever mash a turnip. Mind you, I also never broil a Brussels sprout, because boiled Brussels sprouts are gross.
Oh, boiled Brussels sprouts are among the worst things I've ever put in my mouth. Roasted Brussels sprouts are fantastic.
So good. You slice those babies in half, you roast them, and then you give them a little salty. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Or like maybe a little bit of Parmesan cheese, if that's your thing.
If that's your thing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good. No, I got into roasting turnips and carrots and potatoes. So traditional root vegetables and onions.
I look up what this cauliflower is, because so now everybody good. In chats is like, yeah, it's so cool. It's the cauliflower. I got to look it up now. What does a Romanesco cauliflower look like?
It's like, do onions, but my favorite type of onion is pickled daikon radish, because radish is an onion.
I'll eat the red radishes. It's the fractal plant.
It's the weird fractal plant. I want to try it. I've never had any, but I really want to try it if I can get a hold of some.
It's the weird fractal plant. Here, I'll throw. Oh wait, this is broccoli. I want cauliflower.
Same with like the sprouts. Like I started. My sister gave me that sprout kit to grow different types of microgreens. Not just like brown lentil off sprouts, which is what I tend to grow here in the apartment because you can do it in the glass jar. Yep. But she bought me like proper kits, right? Oh man, there are so many different types of bagged sprout seeds I can get. We were taking a look because I'm almost through my ancient grain one because that's got like a pepper one in there. So it's got a little bit of peppery going on. So good on sandwiches.
Fries.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They're like carrot potato chip. Like, you could do so much with root vegetables. I love carrot potato chips. Have you ever made carrot potato chips? So good. So good.
Carrot chips are odd. I don't get the fruit chips. The fruit chips seem weird to me, but I like the carrot chips.
Carrot chips, turnip french fries are tasty. I turned a cabbage in a can of chickpeas into a pancake. Into a stuffed pancake.
Yeah, there's the cabbage potato pancake that's Japanese, and it's called...
Oh god, I don't remember what it's called. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
It's good. I like eating it. Does that count?
Yes.
So good. With homemade coconut sour cream. Beet chips are amazing. Beet chips are so good. Oh my god, I love a good beet chip.
Not to say about Brussels sprouts. I've seen this on TikTok, but I haven't tried it. If you boil them and then smash them and then bake that.
That would be okay, because you'd be baking off the water, which is the part about the boiling the Brussels sprouts I don't like. Mm-hmm. It's just mushy.
It's
but if you
thing,
bake
like,
it,
bite into a boiled Brussels sprout and all the layers like celebrate. No, they don't celebrate. It's the opposite of a celebration.
Wilt.
Separate. They separate and like squeak and that layered.
Nope.
Ah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But yeah, I would try boiling, smashing, and then baking. That I would put some Parmesan cheese on top of.
Yes.
That I would put Parmesan cheese on top
of. She says, you're making me hungry and tea is taking too long to cook.
Yeah, I'm down to talk food any day of the week. Patreon members have been patiently waiting. Usually when there's a gap in Experimental Tuesdays, it's because I've done something large. I tried 4 different ways of making seitan. You know how many sandwiches I've had over the last month and a half?
This doesn't sound like a hardship.
So many freaking sandwiches. The first post is literally the first 3 I tried, and to make it an equal comparison, I had to, that's why I went through so many sprouts this last month in a bit, I had to make sure that I wrote out what meals I was going to taste test each of them with. That's just entirely one post in itself, and I'm still not done editing it, because my English is sketchy at the best of times. Ooh, shall we do an episode?
Yeah, let's do an episode.
Let's podcast. What are 377? I swear
we're
you told
377.
Me.
Oh, Genevieve says I like to vapor cook Brussels sprouts.
What's a vapor cook?
I don't know. Is that like an air fryer?
I don't have space. I'm contemplating an air fryer, and it's not for the reason you guys might think it's for. Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast, where two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and tuck everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is...
Diana.
And it's episode 377. We just checked the All Food All the Time edition. It's because I started with chocolate chips. I know how we got here, guys. I started talking cookies. Yeesh. Diana, what's in your cup today?
I made myself an Americano out of some Smile Tiger coffee.
Lovely. I remembered we had to go live at 11:45 a.m. and very quickly made a cup of made a mason jar of decaf coffee with sugar using some wonderful decaf coffee from Norway because instant coffee serves so many purposes. It's not even funny. It's not just for baking. It's for rescuing your butt before you have to be on the internet.
I've been seeing.
We don't have any lemons, otherwise I'd make lemonade, right?
But this one guy on Instagram keeps coming up, and he's like making all these fancy coffee drinks with instant coffee for like a grand total of $3. And it's like,
yes,
dude, you're making me want to get instant coffee.
Yeah, if you buy a instant coffee is like coffee. You can be a coffee snob about it. I acknowledge. I am loud. I am a coffee snob. I am a coffee snob. If it comes in a tin and it's already pre-ground, I'm probably going to pass and take a cup of tea instead.
There.
I will tolerate.
English.
What?
Coffee is actually English, says Asa.
Coffee is actually English. It became a big thing in England first, and then kind of moved over to America with the colonizations. And then tea started to become a thing. So Britain is technically responsible for coffee and tea. They did
weirdos.
Both. Weirdos. Well,
which
coffee houses
one country need
a lot. Come on now. Coffee houses were places for rabble rousing.
Yes.
Rabble rousing. You went to a coffee house to have a cup of coffee and chill. It was like the pub before there was a pub, and you talked politics and reform.
I could just imagine it being like one of those like student hangouts where all the like philosophy and politics majors hang out.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's always how I imagine it. Except it's a bunch of dudes in fancy coats.
Well, yeah, except they weren't fancy then. It was just the coat you wore.
Fancy by today's standards.
Which is tragic. Just tragic.
Men's fashion got so boring.
All of our fashion got terribly dull. We all need to get more into enjoying things, color and shapes again. All of our fashion's terrifically dull. It's like, oh, hey, look, it's the same shape from when I was a child. I'm only in my 40s. If we're already cycling through again, we need to start looking further back. I'm not saying return the hoop skirt or the bustle, or doorways aren't big enough and cars aren't designed for it. But you know what? Or side panniers? Probably not. Probably not, strictly speaking, super necessary.
I don't need hips so wide we can't get through doors. We don't need to change the architecture to accommodate the fashion.
I don't think that's quite necessary. What I like us to get away from, if you're not a size 6, you need to exercise more, back to a, this is the silhouette you want, at whatever size you are, so long as you are that silhouette shape, you're good to go. And what becomes commonplace again is padding out to hit those proportions.
More tailoring and clothing industry.
Yeah.
Is
like that's what I'd like. I would like to see us go back to that. That would be exciting.
Side note, back to the vapor cooking. It sounds like that is what we would call steaming.
Ah, okay, yeah, that's fine. Oh, steam's okay for something. You have to steam seitan to cook it. Things I've learned this week. No, I want an air fryer because I keep burning myself on the oven, on the inside of the oven, because I can't.
Oddly enough,
my vision keeps getting worse.
I can't really see. To just be like a small oven.
Yeah, it's essentially a safer oven option for me because I wouldn't be sticking my hands into something. I'd be touching the outside handle, so I wouldn't be physically putting limbs into a very hot thing where I can't actually see where it is. Like I have a rough guess of where the oven is, but that is a rough guess.
Good luck finding a light colored oven interior.
That's not a thing. It's gonna, and even then, there's not a guarantee that it's gonna help, right? Nor can I see the stuff in the oven, so like I have to pull it out and pull it up to see if it's even done. So I'm constantly going in and out of the oven when I use an oven, so it's getting a bit sketchy. So I keep contemplating and thinking about like, oh, should I start saving for an air fryer? Like, would it make it safer for me to eat some things if I could do it in a box where I'm pushing the buttons? but I'm never myself having to put my hand into a very hot space.
At the very least, it would be higher up and easier to see.
Yes.
And I think some of them have white interiors.
Yes. It's the same as, like, it's... I didn't understand the purpose of a toaster oven for me till I got a toaster oven, and I realized how useful a toaster oven is for one human.
Same. Toaster ovens are...
so great. Useful.
It's a tiny oven for when it's you don't want to heat up the entire oven, because you just don't need to.
You just don't need to. I'm one person. I very rarely need to do something that's oven-sized. Like, if I'm meal prepping, yeah, obviously. But if I'm making a toasted tuna salad sandwich, I just need the toaster oven. I don't need the whole oven.
Jude says, I can see the stuff and I still burn myself on it.
It's getting pretty bad. I'm doing some damage. So I'm like, this is starting to become slightly unsafe. I learned proper cutting techniques. So cutting and chopping vegetables and stuff still remains very safe because I learned the chef way against your knuckles. So I'm not in danger of cutting my fingers, but I can still hold the food properly. I will never be fast. I will never be good. That's not the point.
The point is that you chop the vegetables and not your fingers.
Safely, yeah. We're taking a look at board guides so I can slice bread. Because that's starting to get a little sketchy, but if we can make a thing where there's like a line, a groove I can go for, that would be helpful. It's all about the aids, right? Yep. My thermometer talks to me. How in the world am I going to know a turkey's done? I don't. I need a meat thermometer, but it can't be a meat thermometer with a digital thing. I can't read the digital thing. My meat thermometer tells me what the internal temperature is because I can't read it. Otherwise, what would be the point? I might honestly get a candy thermometer. Same idea to make candy, but one that talks to me. So I can put it in and push the button and it'll tell me what the temperature is. Because I'm not going to be able to see it. No way, no how. Anyway, we should probably talk yarn. Because that's actually what we podcast. Talk yarn
now that we've been on for like over 20 minutes. I've just been talking about food.
I'm not even cooking tonight. That's why I'm making chocolate chip cookies this afternoon. It's Wednesday. All four of us are available to do some drafting, so we're gonna play some magic tonight. Okay.
Also, I have chat to Sherry.
Hi!
Hi, yes. And Nick and Purple, I miss saying hello to those two.
Oh no, we miss people. I have three things. I don't know how many things you have.
One, two, three?
I like that question mark there. Double check. It's a high number.
Right. I'm like, I thought there was more. There was more things on my desk, but I didn't work on the fourth thing.
Fair. Which means we're even Stevens. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll shake everything up. I'll go first. Ooh. I'll go first with the boring thing.
Is there a boring knitting?
Okay, well, maybe. There's the sock that I'm still working on. That everybody's tired of hearing of, I'm sure.
But hey, I've got pumpkin seeds here. Keep going. I've just discovered where my pumpkin seeds went. I'm fine.
Got like 3 or 4 inches of progress on my Coffee in That Nebula socks.
You can see from my little yellow stitch marker there.
Maybe, if that's not completely blown out. You should
really get those finished.
I work on them periodically, so we're getting there. I'm not quite halfway down the leg.
That's not too bad.
So knit it up to the where the toe starts, and then do the cuff about the same length as the toe, and then everything works out nicely. So, we're getting there.
We're getting there?
We're getting there. That's the boring thing. There's Coffee in That Nebula from Fireweed Fiber Co. It's very pretty. It's all pink and purple and yellow. And it's so blown out because I had to turn on so many lights today because it's dark. Sorry.
Even though it makes working at the computer awkward sometimes, the window in this room is behind the computer monitor, and I have one lamp in my regular light, so works great, but it does cause some problems. Because sometimes the blinds will shuffle because I'll leave the window open.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that shaft of sunlight in the afternoon. That doesn't help me see things. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Let's continue with socks, because socks are always good. I wanted to cast on something for fun because I needed some roundy knitting that could travel. I've been doing a lot of gaming and I'm out a lot, which means I'm in a car a lot, which means there's a lot of downtime that I'm not knitting. Because I don't drive. I'm obviously the passenger, right?
So what? I'm like, you're saying you don't drive?
I don't drive. Would be very unwise. Very unwise. So I needed a small roundy project, right? Like something I could pick up, drop off that wasn't going to take up a lot of space, since I've obviously got dice, models, D&D books. I'm already carrying around a lot of stuff. A beverage to drink. I should maybe walk to Safeway tomorrow and get some Arizona. Really liked them. I forgot how much I enjoy those drinks. So I was like, I'm going to cast it on a sock. I'm going to do something different. I talked about it on the Patreon general page. I'm going to cast it on a sock. I picked a random skein of Aran sock yarn. I have a whole shelf of it. I'm not lacking.
As you do.
I picked up the raspberry orange sherbet, which is cheerful and bright and colorful. I was like, it's going to be toe up, but I was going to try for like a regular gauged sock. And then I autopiloted it and just cast on my Kevlar socks. Okay, cool. Now I needed to make some socks that are slightly bigger than my usual slim fit socks so that I can wear them over top of my sports ankle brace on my one foot. Mm-hmm. So instead of a 72, I went to a 74 stitch count because I don't need that much space. I just need a little bit more space. And when you're knitting an obscene number of stitches on a 4-inch, to keep it in count, when I tried the socks for the sock madness qualifier round, to get gauge, I was on a 3.5, 3.75 millimeter needle to get a regular sock gauge. No wonder socks are so fast for people. I knit socks on a 2.25 millimeter needle, so like, I don't knit socks, I knit Kevlar.
Yeah, however, I'm on a 2.25 and I'm getting regular sock gauge.
I don't get regular sock gauge, I get intense sock gauge. I do have a toe and I'm working up the foot of my first sock on this raspberry orange sherbet. Like, just look how cheerful that is.
That is extremely cheerful.
It's orange, it's creamsicle colored, it's raspberry colored, it is exactly what it sounds like. It looks like one of those summer frozen yogurt flavors. Does that make sense? See, now I want ice cream with freeze-dried raspberries. My God, I just can't make up my mind today. So I hand wound a ball, and I cast it on a sock. This took 2 days.
Winding one ball of fingering weight yarn takes an age.
The winding wasn't too bad. It was my brain going, oh, should I do it? Because I've got smaller circular needles, so like at 74 stitches, I certainly can stick these on a little 9-inch circular and be fine.
Yeah.
So I tried it and I put it on and I realized what I don't like about the 9-inch circulars at the 2.25 millimeter that I have is that they aren't this type of aluminum. They aren't the slippy aluminum. They're stickier. Oh. And I don't like the stickier. It's great as a cable needle. It's amazing as a cable needle. All of my cable needles are just short circulars. If you got to hold a couple of stitches or something, I just put them on the short circular. Just works so freaking well. Way better than cable needles. Way better than cable. Because think about it, you throw the stitches on, and they're on the bendy part of the cable, but then you knit them off, and they knit off so fast. So smoothly. It's delightful. I love it so much. Anyway, side ramble accomplished. I want these to be a full-size pair. Like, these are just so cheerful. I might commit to a full leg. Who knows? We'll see.
This is me giving you that look forever. Really? Are you really going to do the full leg? Or are you going to...
We'll see how annoyed...
Everything that brought you to this decision.
We will see how annoyed I am once I'm past the heel. How does that sound? Thankfully, I have a very long tail. Reasonable. I have a very long tail at the end because I already have a space where I've got a hole I have to sew up. Because apparently, I did something funny on my toe cast on. Meh, whatever. It'll be fine. So, I'm going to work on these, putter through these. I'm probably going to be my in-car travel knitting. She's all on the move. When I need to take a break from any sort of thinking whatsoever, if I don't have other rounder knitting. I do have other roundy knitting. It's just my sweaters don't fit in cars as well.
No, unless they're like the very beginning.
Your mother doesn't want you. Oh god.
You're gonna have her.
Hi.
Hello, Fader.
What are you gonna do now? Oh, you're using me as a launching pad. Okay, cool. Apparently I'm what the downward grade to go away today. Okay, cool. Fine. But yeah, I'm using my Chowgu red lace circular, so 2.25 millimeter. I'm gonna have to commit to the idea that I'm a dye in the wool, drank the Kool-Aid Chowgu fan and let it go. I like the cords.
Pretty great. I was gonna hold up the needles I was using join. As evidence, but that's not what I'm using right now.
I love the aluminum nickel, whatever combination of metals that they use to make their needles. Just all around for me works so well. So I'm gonna have to deal with that. Maybe Santa can buy me some small circulars this year.
Hmm. I see.
All right, my dear, you're up. We've talked Aran Yarn. Guys, save yourself 15% off. 15? 10%? 10. What's our discount? 10%?
It's 10.
I should not be allowed 10. On the internet when I'm this tired.
Northern Knits 10 at fireweedfiberco.com.
Oh my god. It's one of those.
Save 10% off your order.
Save 10% off your order. All right. The other things I have aren't Aran Yarn, which is why I was like, hey, let's put that in right now. But I've got two more, and it's your turn.
Okay. Do we want spinning? Or do we want sweater design?
Sweater design, because boy, that comes with a story.
Yeah, it does. Melly says, I heart the cables on Chowgu needle. No memory. I know.
No Speaking memory. Of
which, said sweater no design. Memory.
So lovely.
Chowgu needles. Okay. So I believe last week... Last time I talked about this, I think I was... somewhere around row 20, and I was into a lace section.
Yes.
You should
do some setup. Guys, this is the choose your own adventure sweater pattern we're working on.
Yes. That is theoretically coming out this fall.
Diana's currently slugging through her part and realizing I did a lot.
there's a lot going on. There's a lot that goes into a sweater design. I'm learning a lot. Spreadsheets.
Yes, sheets, more than one.
Anyway, so I had gotten into the lace part, and then I believe I realized that I was supposed to have joined several rows earlier, joined in the round, because you knit back and forth for a bit, and then you join in the round.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not paying attention, and I knit way more rows than I needed to. So I ripped it out and cast it on again.
Okay.
And I got to the point where I joined in the round properly on Saturday during the Patreon knit-in.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at it, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, the way I've done these increases, this neckline is going to be weird and it's going to bother me. So I ripped it out again, readjusted my increases, cast it on again. Which turned out to be a perfectly okay thing because I realized that my increase math was absolutely borked and didn't make any sense. So I fixed it.
Okay.
In the spreadsheet. I'm with you. Which actually, and then I adjusted the increases around the neckline so that it would be a smoother join, which means that now the joining in the round happens much, much earlier. So now, for the third time, I've cast it on, and I'm on row, like, 6 or something.
Okay.
And I joined in the round. For the third time. I really hope I'm done casting this on, because I got this cast on memorized.
On the bright side, you know it works properly.
Yeah, the cast on is great. The cast on is great. It was the increases that were not so great.
That's fine. It's all a part of the learning process.
I have learned. Oh boy, have I learned.
I suppose that means I should put in the stuff for my version, shouldn't I? I should put in my math. I'm gonna put in my math.
Anyway, so my version's starting with garter stitch.
Yes.
And my sample is being knit out of Midknit Cravings in a gradient set of blues. So starting with the light blue and we're gonna go dark.
So pretty. So pretty.
And this color's called Sidewalk.
Oh, I should get more Midknit Cravings in my stash. Those girls do such beautiful semi-solid colors.
Well, yeah, such the tonals. Gorgeous. The tonals are
so good. I love their subtle color combos.
Because it looks...
Like they all have just such good flow.
Because it looks solid from way back here, but if you look at it way up close, there's like... There's little subtle differences that I don't know if they'll show up.
I'm not sure the camera will pick it up. Sidewalk's good, though. I've seen that color in person.
Little subtle differences, and the darker colors are even better. Like, I'm so excited to see this color.
They're less than an hour outside of Saskatoon.
Come on.
So it's not like I couldn't do an order and just do a pickup.
It's absolutely... It absolutely does not want to focus. Anyway, this color's very pretty.
I really should talk to my mom because my niece is going out to spend a month with her grandparents this summer, which she does every summer. The horseback riding lessons have been confirmed.
Maybe I'll do that this summer. So she's very excited
for that. But she tends to go to one of the lakes. I know one of the lakes they go to is actually right next to the town the Midknit Craving girls are in. I wonder if I put in a special order if they would just pick it out for me on their way through. I mean, I can wait till October when I'm back in Saskatoon to get it. No, it would probably come home with my niece in August. That's not the point. The point is you have a beautiful blue gradient, and I really like Cravings yarn.
Now that I think I have figured everything out again.
Okay.
Grumble.
I need to get one of those fancy mason jars that are that have like the handle. And the screw top lid with the straw. You know?
This yarn is easy to rip out, and it's... Although the beginning of this yarn is distinctly fuzzier than the rest of the yarn in the ball at this point. Since I've ripped it and recast on 3 times.
I think that's fair. In terms of keeping the numbers so that everybody can knit on it and my rogue gauge isn't out to lunch, I'm actually... I'm using a fingering weight yarn to make a DK weight sweater pattern because of how tight I knit. Otherwise, my row gauge is off the charts wrong. Off the charts wrong.
I've double-checked my gauge against other DK weight sweaters. I'm bang on.
Which is fine. But if I want to use like a 4mm needle, which is what people are going to use for a DK weight sweater, and have that 20 stitches over 4 inches... and have that gauge swatch be really, really close.
3.75. I'm
on a lighter weight yarn on a 4mm needle and our gauge is the same.
I will never fully grasp.
Do not feel like I'm knitting tightly. Just so that we're all aware, I feel like I'm knitting quite loose.
I don't understand.
My brain is totally cool with how I knit, which is fine. It just means design-wise, I need to keep that in mind. So I'm using the sweater quantity of Slutty Pumpkin that I have.
I'm so excited.
From Tristan of Dragonhorn Designs.
I'm sad I didn't have a more fall sweater color.
That's okay.
I feel like blue's going to be okay.
For sure, I love how it feels, and if I love it next to my skin, I'm going to have to order some more of her stuff. And there's one, I've been watching Alt Knots here on YouTube. Just delightful. Absolutely delightful. I may not be into, I think it's like heavy metal she plays as her background music during, which is like not my favorite thing, but like the rest of it I love. I love it. her crafting room's her yarn dungeon. She loves Halloween. She crochets additional sleeve parts onto like her short sleeve t-shirts and stuff. Like she just, she knows who she is and lives that loudly. I love it so much. So adorable. Mm-hmm. She's like, you are my kind of people. I mean, I can't watch horror movies. I get frightened by child ghost stories in the dark. So it's fine.
Same.
It's fine. That's a problem. But we both love Halloween. That's the important part. So we both love Halloween. We just do it on different sets. Anyway, she has a yarn dyer she buys from, and they do Halloween runs, like Nightmare Before Christmas, Hocus Pocus, like full-on Halloween color runs. And I'm like, I really need to try that yarn. I hate paying for shipping from the U.S. I hate paying for shipping from the U.S. It's
shipping
so bad.
Canada is just horrendous.
But it is cheaper for me to send something to Asa in Norway than it is for me to ship something to BC. It's wrong.
It seems ridiculous.
So
I was
wrong.
Trying to order myself like an ostentatiously huge hand fan because it gets hot when we're dancing and I want an even bigger hand fan than I already have. And I found some really great ones that were like 20 or 30 bucks, depending on the size. And then I was all set to get a couple. And then the shipping was also going to be 20 or 30 bucks. So I'm like, I'm not paying again for a fan.
No.
It's as much as the fan. Where there was a pair of pants I was going to get. And the shipping was going to be nearly as much as the pants. I'm like, well, no.
No. No. All right.
Melanie's asking, have you seen the Hocus Pocus colorway from Arcane Fiberworks? It is gorgeous.
No, but I will go check it out because Arcane Fiberworks is out in Alberta, isn't it?
Also, Jude says, ooh, that cat tower top tier is wobbly.
Yes, that's what happens when a 20-pound cat jumps up on it aggressively. I'm also due this week. I actually have it in my Google Calendar to remind me every 6 months to go in and tighten the screws up. She's had that tower since before she was 8 months old, so the tower's getting up there in years.
Yeah.
I've been whole enough buying a new one till I can find one with like some nice low profile spaces on it that she might want to lie and sit on as she gets older, because she's not always going to want to do the jump all the way up. And when we bought it when she was so young, I didn't know if she was going to be like climb into the dark space hidey hole cat or the be up high on the flat surface cat, because it's two different types of cat.
Mm-hmm.
She is an up high open surface cat. She's not a hidey hole dark space cat.
Usually.
Unless it involves freaking out humans. But when we're napping and it's just mom in the house, sleep up high out in the open, because mom tends not to bug. Fair, I tend not to bug. All right. Everybody can see the red cardigan in the background. I made one for fun for myself. I wrote a pattern for it. I'm calling it my favorite everyday cardigan. I needed to make a regular people sized version since I made the extra tall, extra long Jocelyn version. So we casted it on in some reclaimed Briggs & Little yarn that I had a sweater quantity of. And I now have a back panel. A finished back panel!
Woo-hoo.
I marked where it's going to stop for everybody else. And then the extra few rows I had to do on top of it to make a medium long version for the length that I would be comfortable. Okay, so to have 24 to 24 and a half inches from the top of your shoulder measurement, for a lot of people, will go just below the butt. Makes it very comfortable just below the key. Kind of drapey sweater. That is not long enough to just skim the underside of the keister. I actually had to add a couple of extra rows to get there for me. The red one goes, you see those big drapey oversized cardigans where it's like the top half of the upper thigh? That's how far the red one hangs for me. Which means it's like a dress on every other reasonable sized human being on the planet. So I'm checking my gauge, right on gauge. That's good. Good to know, because this is wool and the first one was acrylic. So I got that done. But I need front panels. That's fair. I need two front panels and two sleeves. Well, I'm already doing my second front panel.
Nice.
Because, boy, front panels go fast. Always do your back panel first. That's the slog. That's the slog. So I should be able to get my second front panel done probably tomorrow. I probably won't be working on it tonight. And then I have two sleeves. And this version is going to have a button band. So I can write out instructions for a button band. So you can have a non-button button band or a button band. So in theory, I will have a tested out regular sized person cardigan in the next week or two. I'll have done it twice. I am not doing anything with the math or the numbers. I'm just using the numbers from the pattern I originally wrote. I'm just doing fewer repeats so that it's shorter. Then I have to make a DK weight version for my mom. So we're going to be seeing it for a little bit. But I did get through a back panel and a front panel since literally last Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a quick crochet, which is good because that's worsted weight on an 8mm hook. It's fluffy. It's airy. I'm very excited.
Nice. I guess I need to talk about a thing.
It is your turn. That's blue gray. What color was that? Ah, man, whatever. It's a blue-gray color. I can't remember the name of the color yarn because obviously it's from a sweater that I made, but I never wore because it was too dense and too warm. So I'm making a much lighter sweater. I'm going to have a lot of leftover yarn. I'm going to have to figure out how to do that. Like, oh, this will help get rid of some scraps. Turns out, no, it won't. I'll just make more. Woo! More scraps.
Yay, kay. Scraps.
Ooh, I can work on a sock. Sure, it's your turn.
Is I did a bit of spinning on my supported spindle.
Ooh, good. That's your new one.
Yeah. My new very fancy thing that it felt like I was choosing a wizarding wand. Anyway, I just got, I don't know, a little bit more done. Not a whole lot. But I've learned that I'm way better at it with my right hand than my left hand. And I don't know. This is weird to me. Because when I spin on a wheel, I manage the yarn's on my left, so I manage the yarn with my right.
Okay.
When I'm spinning on the wheel, because the distaff is on the left. So I was inclined initially to try spinning the spindle in my left hand and managing the yarn with my right. But
turns out no.
It turns out that's not how I roll. I don't know if it's because she taught me right-handed when I bought it.
Possibly.
But I'm distinctly better at this right-handed. Spinning right-handed.
Why not?
I was so close to getting a flow down last night when I was working on this. Like, I almost had the flow where I could just, like, you spin, 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 and then you stop adding twists to the yarn, and then you just spin it more to wind it onto the spindle.
Yeah.
I was so close to having that flow. So I've got lots more fluff to practice this with.
Oh, good. Oh, my.
Yeah. I believe it was something like 30 grams will fit on this little spindle.
Okay.
So at some point, it will be too much of a pain to wind more yarn onto, and then I'll have to wind it off into a plying bracelet and then ply it, and then I can have my spindle back.
That's fine.
But I got lots more fiber to practice with.
Which is important because Tour de Fleece starts on the 29th.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. So this is... Oh, Romney is what this is from Twin Oaks Farm, which is a local farm. From a sheep named Grape.
Sheep named Grape. I love that they have these sheep names. That's so cute.
Sheep named Grape. Oh, come on. Why are you... Sheep named Grape.
So cute. So cute.
So,
yeah, occurred to me. Isn't the 29th on Saturday?
The 29th is on Saturday. So one of my whip sprints will be spinning. At least one.
I feel like that's a very good idea. I gotta get onto the Corner of Knitting Tees group. And sign up, because I need some accountability so that I actually do this thing this year. Instead of talking about it, not doing it, I need to do it. Not even for that long.
Thing. Found a steamer on sale the other day, so I have a steamer now, so I can steam that other fluff that is so compacted that I can't spin it.
It also means you can steam some clothes.
It also means I can ironing. Steam some clothes. Because goodness knows this house layout is so weird, and I do not have space to put an ironing board upstairs, which means it's downstairs, so when I pull things out of my closet and I'm like, oh no, this is all wrinkly, and I don't want to go downstairs
you could just,
and iron it.
You could
but if
set
I have a
steamer,
I can keep the steamer upstairs and just steam the thing upstairs, and that would be nice.
Yeah, because if you pull it out in the morning, realize it's wrinkles, set the steam cycle on, go have breakfast. By the time you're done breakfast, your clothes are all relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Stacking habits. Stacking habits.
Because I'll iron stuff if I, like, wash some collared shirts and whatever downstairs. I'll just leave them downstairs until I iron them. But then sometimes they get wrinkled again in the closet, so.
It happens. It totally happens.
Anyway, I have a steamer now. Maybe it'll work.
My ironing board is wedged between my bookcase and my bedroom door frame. Because I iron that much. But if you think about it, you have to press seams
up here. It's
when you sew. There's a lot of things you can do in sewing that are that suit you. But if you don't press your seams, it doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. So you press your seams. That's one of the ones where it's like, I know I can't skip this step. I'd love to be able to, but I can't because it changes the whole look of the finished object. So I am religious on pressing my seams because I know how important it is. I will occasionally skip a gauge swatch. I will not skip pressing a seam. I don't know what she's
Princess,
doing.
That's why I never iron stuff until I actually wear it. Fair. Melanie's going to be on vacation the 29th.
Ooh, lovely.
In Halifax, Nova Scotia. Nice.
Halifax is beautiful. I don't know if that tea store is still open, but there was a tea shop in downtown Halifax, and they make the most amazing loose leaf teas. Like, their in-house tea dude, it's got a fancy name, I don't know what it is, tea blend mixologist, super lots of words
sommelier.
For a dude who really knows how to blend tea leaves. They make the most amazing Pacific West Coast mint. Like, it isn't just mint in your cup, it's mint in a 6-foot diameter around you.
Oh,
it is a mint experience. It is worth every freaking penny.
A mint experience.
I love it so much. I love it so much. I'm almost at the point where I was like, you and me should do a giant tea order from them, because again, shipping is ridiculous in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And split the cost, because at some point you'll be back in this province to visit, and you could just bring my half of the order with you. So good. I don't know if they're still open. I haven't been there in years.
It's been a long time. Tea shop.
Possibly. I don't remember the name. I would have to go look. I'm not the best at names. Might be World Tea House. Oh, wait, the guy's from California who does their tea blends. That's an ex-boyfriend plus ago. We went out to Halifax because when I was in university, one of my closest friends was from Halifax originally. Her dad was a retired sailor from the Navy. And she did her undergraduate at the University of Manitoba. Her and her husband live in Victoria. They're both university people. So I've just... Yeah, no, guys, I know people everywhere.
Experience.
I don't recall any of their teas that I tried while we were there being bad. And I remember loving the mint. And I am a big mint tea fan. And I know we came home with two large tins. Both me and Mr. C, the boyfriend at the time, were like, no, we need a large tin apiece. It's absolutely not even non-discussionable. Like, this is happening. All the teas were so good, so good. Halifax, that was a delight. Absolute delight. I rode the ferry home kind of drunk. That was fun. Not. Turns out I don't like boats when I'm tipsy.
Not an enjoyable experience. Being tipsy makes the land feel like a boat.
Yes, it does, and it makes a boat extra boaty. That's not enjoyable. The beers were good, though. So, there was that. mm-hmm. The heels I was wearing probably didn't help me any. It is. Last thing I've got is I'm so close. I'm in that last inch stretch before you're ready for sleeves on a bottom-up mm-hmm. sweater. So, of course, it feels like it's taking forever, when that's not true. The linen top. It's pretty. It's linen. It's blue. It's gray. It's a gray-blue.
It's very a blue-gray. Pretty.
So lovely. I have managed another... Ooh, where's my distance marker? It's somewhere in here. Oh, my gosh. I've managed a lot. Let's see if I can do a quick measurement. I've managed over 3 inches this week of body knitting, which was good. Nice. I've got another about an inch and a half to go, so it feels like I am making no progress whatsoever, which is a blatant lie. I am. However, we're at the part where, like, the body's really long now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wasn't moving that progress keeper up every week, I wouldn't be able to tell I was making any progress at all. I want to be at the sleeves by the end of this week. I want to be working on the sleeves next week. I want to be working on the sleeves next week. It's crazy pants. I want to have sleeves done end of next week because I would really like to get this finished. I've done the bulk of it. They're only going to be elbow length sleeves. It's not like it's going to take me very long because it's elbow length sleeves. And I've settled. I'm just going to, because this essentially is a gauged garment. I'm going to double check my gauge versus my gauge swatch that I had. And then I'm just going to cast on the number of stitches I want for the width of sleeve I want. Knit my sleeves. Leave them nice and drapey. Just make nice drapey sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll just make a nice kind of flouncy summer sleeve. I'm going to connect them in the round, and then I think I'm going to decrease into a V-neck.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm going to do. So, there we go. With small garter bump for things. So, I'm going to just do that. I'm not going to worry about finding a pattern that works. I'm just going to continue as gauged garment. This is some Indigo Barocco linen yarn. It is 100% linen. Dianica tells you it feels radically different from the ball than it does in the pattern because it already starts to soften up as you knit it. And it's going to keep getting softer as I wear it. So, I want this on my person. I want this on my person so bad.
So feel amazing bad. After a few wears.
Oh my god, it's gonna feel so good. It feels so good. Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. So that was the other thing. I made a bunch of progress on this week. I had to take a break.
I'm only 3 finger widths from the end of the sock. Haha.
Oh, hey, well done. Cause that's good. We finished socks. Yeah.
Ooh, Karen's that's your second discovered sock. There's a big yarn and fabric store in the town where we're going on vacation, and that's dangerous information.
It is also excellent information. Excellent information.
Very important information.
So, my hope is to be done that. I would like to get it done soon. I need to get the scrappy V done. I'm onto the body stripes, so I needed a break. It's still roundy red. I just needed a color break. Does that make sense? Needed to feel like I was working on something else, even though it's technically still roundy body knitting.
But it looks different and it feels different, and therefore it's different.
It's different, it feels different. Yeah. And I've got a spare set of 14-inch circular needles at 4mm size free, which is the size I'm working on that, and obviously Chogu needles. So I'll do my gauge. My treat to myself is I get to cast on those sleeves once I'm done the body, which is probably why I'm pushing to finish the body, but I'm doing a fully finished long shirt length for me, because I want to be able to wear the shirt all year round, not just in the summer, so. Because reasons. Mind you, I've got 250-gram balls of yarn set aside for both the sleeves, so, like, technically I could do full-length sleeves. Okay, so here's do I do elbow-length sleeves? Or do I do a full-length sleeve? My cat just snorted, and I'm not sure what response she's snorting in.
Because
it's not like it's a heavyweight material. It's linen. It's not a heavy, dense thing. Now I'm going to have to think about it.
Yeah.
Full length sleeves is extra knitting. I could already hear chat now. It is extra knitting. Chat is not wrong. Chat is not wrong.
Are you actually going to want full length sleeves, or are you just going to push them up anyway?
I'm probably just going to push them up anyway. I put like push until we get to winter. Probably should just do the elbow length sleeves and use that as an excuse to make a full length version. Like if I've got enough linen left over, use that as an excuse to make a long sleeve version with the other colors quantity I have. Probably yeah. What I should do. All right, I'm going to go elbow sleeve. I want this done.
Decision made.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I stick to it. We'll find out. We'll find out. Definitely V-neck, though. I keep making crew necks and then I'm not happy because I don't like crew necks on me. I look better with boat necks, square necks, and V-necks. A crew neck and me don't look as good together. Scoop necks. I can also do scoop neck. But, no, I want a V-neck. That is an easy enough thing to settle on. That works. That's it. That's my last project. That's the last thing I have. I don't have a word for you. I did not bother to look one up.
Genevieve approves of your plan.
Oh, good.
And Melanie says the World Tea House is apparently just around the corner from their hotel. So this could be dangerous.
Check it out. Let's go wander in. They will not remember me. It was well over 7-8 years ago now.
Karen endorses your V-neck choice.
I think V-neck's the way to go. I'm happy. I need to get some finishes this week, so like I need to put down the fun new stuff I've casted on because it's the last week for the Get Her Done June. Last couple of days for Get Her Done June for the Fiber Fringe Challenge. Their challenge next month, oh, is BIPOC Designer. So tempting to just cheat. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. My stuff counts. Uh-huh. So I'm like, maybe I should make July the month I knit the Choose Your Own Adventure sweater. And count it for that, because technically it counts. That feels like it's so cheating. Whatever, it's fine.
Jude wants to know if we need a word for this week.
We do. We really do. I should have looked one up. I've got a list, but I did not look it up. I did not look up a word today.
So yes, suggest words. What's the word of the day for the unscripted Patreon ad?
Then we'll be off to continue our days, for we all have I gotta go make cookies, guys. I'm gonna wrap this up. I gotta make cookies.
I gotta have lunch.
I gotta make cookies, take garbage, and sweep the floors because it's Wednesday. Cookies it's not necessary for me to make cookies on Wednesday, but Wednesday is the day I sweep the floors and take garbage.
Karen says you should definitely do the sweater design thing because she wants to make the sweater.
Okay. That's how one makes decisions.
I've been giving the words babbling and Hufflepuff so far.
Are you going to try to do a 2-for-1?
I will try to work in all of the words.
All of the words? Okay. This should be delightful.
We'll see.
Oh, I should check my plants to see if they need water. We'll do that.
They might enjoy some water. I hear that's a thing
probably
plants
need
like.
Some water. I watered them like a couple of days ago, but they're still pretty young seedlings, so I want to check that dirt, make sure they're getting the hydration they need so they can start off well. Which, by the way, involves me touching dirt, because I can't see if it's wet or not. I just touch it.
I mean, it's a pretty effective way.
It's a pretty effective way.
All right. Babbling and Hufflepuff. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are babbling about all of the things all of the time.
It's true. We do. We absolutely do.
And I don't know how to work Hufflepuff into this. It seems like such a cop-out to be like, we can post a pattern link to a Hufflepuff something or other.
That's not the route I went. My brain was like, just like as in Harry Potter, you choose which house you're going to be in. Because you can choose not to be in a house. So you could choose to be a Hufflepuff or join Patreon members for the Yarn Exchange that started up.
Oh, yes, the Yarn Exchange. Oh, yeah, I need to reply in the affirmative in that thread.
Yes, I'm going to do a poke post because I need to get that closed up before I get everything going for the advent calendar. We're not running it at the same time. Because that's a lot on my brain.
That's a lot
on my brain. Alright. Quick rundown of a sampling of perks. If you are a Patreon member, different tiers get you different things because they're different levels of money. at a buck a month, you get into the Discord thread and you get whatever, you get the bonus content early. And you get experimental Tuesday posts as I finish them. They don't always happen on a Tuesday. It's not uncommon for me to post an experimental Tuesday on Friday. It's actually quite common for me to post an experimental Tuesday on Friday. I did the experiment on Tuesday. That's the important part, right?
Jude's asking about the Hufflepuff mittens. They are in dead. A pile to get ripped out.
They're dead. Dead they as died. Doornails. $5 and up is the next level that gets all the stuff from the first level, plus the Patreon E-Mitten. It was a quiet one this month, which is not unusual for summer. We tend to be quieter in the summer than we are in the fall and winter. That is just essentially it's a Discord video knit night with us. Knit day, knit morning, knit afternoon, depending on where on the planet you are.
Knit time of day.
Knit time of day. Where we sit, we chill, we show each other what we're working on, catch up, check in, hear amusing stories. Because we do love a good amusing story. It's delightful. Then obviously the other tiers have other things. We have YouTube memberships where I don't remember how much it is a month, but we put our gaming on there so you can chill and knit.
$2.99 something.
I have no idea. You did it.
It's two something Canadian.
All I know is like every other week I get to farm. That's the important part. Yeah. That's the part I care about.
I think I'm due to put up another farming video, actually.
Possible. So we have that. We're not sure what else to do with the YouTube memberships yet. We would like to be able to offer some more stuff, but for the moment, since we don't know what, that's what's there. So we can puzzle through our brains what it is we want to do. Oh. Quick, fast, be speedy, knit-alongs. We have the never-ending, because we never set a deadline, Librarian Cal, because neither of us are working on ours. That is super relaxed, guys. That is a true
That's
Jocelyn
end up
and Diana
like a
deadlong.
Cal at this point.
Oh my god, it's going to totally end up being a year-long Cal. Any cardigan, sweater, pullover, or combination of items that you think a librarian would wear, or has a book theme, or a book color, or a librarian-esque vibe, it all counts. We're making something for fun, for ourselves, as a gift, and we're just enjoying the creation. Diana and I have been wanting to make the librarian by Skeindir for years. She wants the pullover, I want the cardigan. So that is what's on our plans. I just literally need to get working on mine. What else we got going on? Summer solstice just started. I'm sewing dresses because I want summer dresses. So I'm starting with an ancient Greek kieftan. It's essentially two pieces of fabric that will magically become a dress. Magic.
I'm knitting shawl out of my handspun that I finished.
My hope and my goal is to have several dresses by the end. We'll see how I do. What else we got going on?
I just have my yarn holds together for a shawl.
I think it will be fine. I think it'll be fine. Mostly because I wound that yarn and she's pretty sturdy.
That was good.
For a hand spun, yeah. She feels like a lot of other hand spuns I've worked with, so I think you're fine.
Excellent.
Now, I'm not going to say you won't hit a snag if you hit it against a nail or get it stuck in a door or get a thread. Like, well, obviously, well,
yeah, but that's
going to
be a problem with,
that's
like,
everything. So there's that. I think that's it for us for Nidlogs at the moment. Tour de Fleece starts on the 29th, which is Saturday, which is Whip Sprints. As a reminder, because I essentially knit for a living at this point in my life now, craft for a living, we're reducing the sprints to just 3, mostly because by Saturday I need to take a break. Because by Saturday I've put in easily 40 hours of crafting work, and that's quite hand intensive. Whether it's sewing, whether it's crochet, whether it's sewing, whether it's guard, like all of my stuff is hand intensive, so I put in the request to back off to 3 sprints just so that I could use my hands after we're done on a Saturday. So it also means it'll be a bit of a shorter stream. There is that. Obviously, Stash Dash is going on right now. I'm not participating here, which is just sad because I completed a whole blanket this year, right? Mostly because I didn't get geared up. I didn't get ready for it. It's like a Stash Dash vibe. Ooh, hey, that'll be exciting. That's going on. I think that's about it. Patreon members, get ready. July the 1st, I open up the threads for Advent exchanges and all Patreon members on the Discord. You sign up, you get matched to a partner. It's because I give everybody a number, and then I ask the mysterious Mr. B to pair numbers together. I do it this way consistently, and we see what happens. Don't worry if you see that there is an odd number of people signed up. Me and Diana just take on a second person. We alternate. Takes on a second person. Yeah. Don't worry. Everybody's covered. It's fine. Even if, like, the only thing you do on Discord is sign up for those because that's what you want to do, also perfectly legit. It's like pulling teeth to get Diana to post sometimes. She's also a professional lurker. Don't worry. You're not alone.
Hi.
Don't worry. You're not alone. They're like, oh, are you doing a thing with Diana? I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't matter that we're connected on social media. I haven't heard, seen, hide, or hear of her in over 72 hours. I'm assuming she's alive.
Exist, probably.
Somewhere. It's fine.
Know.
Who knows? But I think that's it. I can't recall if I had anything else we needed to talk about. I don't think so. We're live this month. Just because we're rapidly.
Have been the last one. Yeah. This is the last Wednesday of the month.
It is. Yeah. Because we'll have a live Sunday the 7th.
Yeah, so we're live again this Saturday for Whip Sprints.
Yes.
And then
nothing
back
till the Sunday.
To our regular first Sunday of the month is live.
Yes.
So our next episode will be
the 7th. Is
that the 7th? Yeah, that'll
seventh?
Be the 7th.
Ooh. I got it right. I may have been writing the schedule up for the program.
Ooh, we're going to have like a week and a half till the next episode.
Which is good because there's Craft Off for us to work on. There's Craft Off voting for us to post. You're getting ready for your new job, which means we also have to we have so much background work we have to get done and a whole schedule to flip to fit to the new work schedule.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if they gave me an actual start date.
We've got a whole bunch of transition stuff we've got to try to crack possible, which is fine. This is ideal. Like, this is where we want to be. This is where we want to be, guys. So it's good. So I'm going to say Diana's going to go do game dev stream. It's Wednesday.
Oh wait, are we record? Oh, also saying, are we recording on Sunday? So there's a regular episode on Wednesday. Yeah, interesting. Are we recording?
Probably
on Sunday?
Should. Probably should.
Okay, we'll record on Sunday. So we have one on the 3rd.
Probably should. It's not like we're gonna lack for content. We'll have everything.
No,
because
we have Whip Sprints, so it'll be okay.
Whip Sprints on Saturday, so it'll be fine. Probably should. I'm going to say Diana's going to go do game dev. I got to go make cookies. So I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to
knit. Join us on Saturday.
Got to get buttons. Better buttons.
I prepped you.
God.
I did an outro. There was a whole series.
I know, and I got to do the thing. Yeah, button.